Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We thank you so much for joining us. Today, it's going to be an open forum. We have an opportunity for you to call in and ask whatever question you like about your marriage or your relationship. And feel free to give us a call. The number is 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. Since it is an open forum, we're not quite sure what kind of calls we're going to have. So if you have young people in the room and you'd like to usher them out because you think some of the conversation might be a little sensitive for their ears, now is a good time to put them in another room. I am Tiffany Bacon. I am your co-host. And here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening, whether here in Philadelphia, in Charlotte, or around the world if you're listening online or through an app on your smartphone. As always, we want to begin with a word of prayer. Our God in heaven, thank you so much for this morning, for this opportunity to just speak about your word throughout the airwaves, Father. I do pray that people's hearts will be open, their ears will be open as well, Father, and that really everything, including their minds and hearts, will be receptive to your word. And I pray that you give me wisdom and all that I need, Father, to be able to counsel them, to be able to inspire them, encourage them, and give them hope through your word, Father. We love you. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, as always, we have a scripture that we will focus on, our theme scripture. And because it's an open forum and you can ask whatever you want, I want to start with Matthew chapter 7, and it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." You know, sometimes we don't have because we don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when it comes to our marriage and relationships, you know, we seem to, a lot of times, be really closed. You know, we don't know who to let in, who to trust, who to ask. I mean, especially from where I sit, I get to counsel many couples. And sometimes, you know, they really don't want the church or even close relatives to know what's really going on in their relationships because they just don't feel like that it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel like they can really trust and be open. In a little bit, I also want to share some more in terms of what to do to ask. I want to talk about something I call the marriage commitment. But of course, we want to hear from you first.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
So what would you like to ask? Like Tiffany said earlier, we can ask whatever is on your mind, whatever's on your heart. Keep in mind that this is a gospel station and we are having a very adult but biblical conversation. However, there are some topics that you might just be interested in asking. You know, when is, you know, enough if you're in a relationship? You know, how to heal from pain and hurt of infidelity or deceit. You know, what do you do in those situations? You know, what if you're loving your spouse, but you don't feel like they're loving you back? You know, what do you do? You know, what if you feel like you're being mistreated, maybe even abused, whether that's physical or emotional or mental? Or what if you feel like you don't trust, but you can't pinpoint what it is that your spouse is doing wrong? Maybe they're having, you know, just an inappropriate relationship online or through the phone with someone else, but you can't pinpoint what's going on. All these different topics and more, we invite you to give us a call and talk about them this morning.
855-454-5905.
You know, if you've not done this already, we also want to invite you to visit us on our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com, and then it's Beyond the Vows. And I want to share with you, I know it's a little early, but you never want to wait too long, especially for something like this and something this big. You know, we have in March the 29th, we'll be having our Inspiration and Music Conference here in the Philadelphia area. And if you're a married couple, you're looking to strengthen your marriage, or perhaps you are Right now, you're in a blended marriage. We're going to be talking about that. You can join us. We're going to have an amazing time. There are plenty of workshops, but one of the workshops that I'll be hosting there is the Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we'll be there. We will also have David and Tamala Mann from Meet the Browns. You definitely don't want to miss it. So I encourage you to go ahead and purchase your tickets to go to praisephilly.com, or in Charlotte, you can go to praisecharlotte.com as well.
All right. Again, the number to the number to reach us now is 855-454-5905.
So, Tiffany, let me just ask you this. And I know I ask you this often, and you really are helpful because you bring the singles perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some questions that I would say that someone that's single might want to ask someone that's married, and maybe they're afraid to ask, like, you know, is this too personal, or, mm-hmm. you know, what should I, you know, you really want to know, especially... I know even my wife got a little weird with some of her friends when she got married, because mm-hmm. they were like, you know, maybe our friendship is not going to be the same. Mm-hmm. Well, what can we talk about? And then I've also heard, okay, well, it shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. But then I've known some single friends that when they got married, my wife is like, okay, now we can really talk. Mm-hmm. So it's like, which one is it? You know, can you just talk about whatever? And I think it, obviously you want to have wisdom. But there are some things you can relate when you're married, whereas when you're single, you might not be able to. But that doesn't mean you don't have questions or you don't want to know certain things so you can grow or prepare yourself or even have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest questions I would have, being an older single, you get a lot of people who are married, I've had a lot of people who are married say to me, you know, maybe you're just too picky. And so the question of settling comes up. So what is the difference between settling, being too picky, and just being mature about what God wants for you?
Wow, that's actually an excellent question. Actually, my wife and I and two of our friends, two single women, were sitting on my kitchen, like around my kitchen counter, you know, on a little island in our kitchen, and we were just talking about that very topic. Mm-hmm. And this is in essence what we said. It's like, listen, there have to be some things that are non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. For you know, and they don't necessarily need to be about looks, but they can be. Mm-hmm. Like one of the girls is almost 6 feet tall, so mm-hmm. she's tall. She just felt like it's not that it can't be short, but he can't be that short, mm-hmm. or you know. But even more
awkward.
So, yeah, it was awkward. She said it'd probably be more awkward for him
right.
than for her. But then she also talked about the spiritual component. She's like, mm-hmm. look, there's absolutely no compromising there. Mm-hmm. He has to be a Christian, mm-hmm. has to love God. And then they kind of went down the list a little bit. Like, look, you know, does race matter? Mm-hmm. You know, does it matter, you know, if he makes more money or mm-hmm. less? And it was a very interesting and very, I would say, very honest and good conversation. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question is, I think the picky part comes in where it's like, are you open to what God might send you in terms of looks or in terms of preference for, you know, what career he has, or does he make more money, or character. But in terms of spirituality, those things should be non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. And maybe even, you know, kind of mixed in with some things that you prefer, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you should close yourself off, meaning that mm-hmm. maybe if you wanted a guy who, you know, really has just like, let's say, very athletic, and then mm-hmm. the guy you end up meeting is a great guy, he's just not that much into sports. So mm-hmm. You know, can he change that?
Yeah,
or is that
I hear that.
Okay?
I think the hardest part about the settling issue, especially when you're an older single, you get people kind mm-hmm. of pressing you saying, well, make a decision. You're being too picky. If you're genuinely and generally not physically attracted to that person, but they have a nice spirit, and you say, I really don't want to proceed further, you're being given the picky label, but how can you really, I don't know that I personally can really go forward and know that I'm not physically attracted to that man.
All right, so let's be honest, right? So here's a guy by no standards, by anyone's standards, is not really attractive looking. You know, mm-hmm. he maybe short, maybe not what you're used to dating African American man. Let's mm-hmm. say he's Asian and you're mm-hmm. like, I don't like Asian men, or he's mm-hmm. just, you know, whatever, you know, he happens to be very different in terms of culture or anything else. So here you are. It's like, at what point are you being unspiritual? Are you mm-hmm. being worldly? Are you being picky? Mm-hmm. Are you being difficult? I mean, mm-hmm. what is it? So I want to talk more about that. We're going to answer that. I know we need to take just a brief break. It's yes. a very brief break. And before we go, we do want to give you our number. And we also want to encourage you not to touch that dial, because we are going to have some amazing and some great conversation as we continue with this open forum.
And the number to reach us is 855-454-5905. It's an open forum today on Marriage Beyond the Vows, so please be a part of our conversation. Stay with us. More conversation continues after this.
To Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are having an open forum here on Marriage Beyond the Vows, which means you can ask whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Feel free to give us a call, 855-454-5905.
All right. Well, you know, if you're just tuning in with us, like Tiffany just mentioned, we are having an open forum. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. And our theme scripture of today is Matthew chapter 7. And I'll just read a small part of it here where it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you." And what were we saying is, listen, ask. Go ahead and ask any question, whether you're single and you're looking to be married and you want to ask some questions like the one that Tiffany had asked and we're having a conversation about, or if you're married and you're struggling with your relationship, or maybe you're doing well, you just want to know how to spice things up, you want mm-hmm. to take it to another level, or perhaps, you know, you're kind of confused about what to do about your current relationship. Do you continue? Do you move on? Or do you, you know, make a decision that it's over? What do you do? Mm-hmm. Any question you want, we want to be able to answer it with the Bible, opening it up and opening up your mind and your heart with what God has for you. Again, we want to give you this number. I know calls are coming in, and we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines in just a minute, but we do want you in this conversation.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
Well, let's go really quickly there. We'll go ahead and take that call. And then we'll
all right, so let's go to Gene calling in from Delaware on line one. Gene, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I am a divorced single parent, and I recently attended Dr. Miles Monroe's seminar for singles. Okay. And I'd like to know if either one of you believe that God chooses a mate for you, or, as Dr. Miles Monroe put it, if he parades people around you and then you make the choice.
I like that one. So you parade. You get to choose.
And I just have one other question. I'd like to know if you believe that God doesn't choose a mate for you, then, you know, if you choose to live by the word and not have sex before marriage, how can you be sure you'll be compatible?
Okay, mm-hmm. That's great. Well, let's answer one at a time. Excellent
sure.
questions, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think that the first one is great. I mean, if we believe that God really gives us free will mm-hmm. and he really lets us choose, then he does give us this. The way that I like to put it, and something I've learned long ago, is that there's God's perfect will. I mean, his perfect will is what it is, right? It's going to happen no matter what. He's
sure.
God. You know, we're just, you know, are basically, you know, we have to submit to his will, but whether we submit or not, God's will be done, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's those things that I believe in some ways are trivial, and that's probably God's permissible will. And he might say, you know what, my perfect will is not going to be interrupted by these things. So who you marry or when you marry or if you marry might not really ultimately, you know, deter his perfect plan or his will. However, mm-hmm. I do think that the Bible in Psalm 37, verse 3 and 4 talks clearly about what happens when you delight yourself in the Lord and he gives you the desires of your heart. And I believe that that is very clear when it comes to marriage. God knows us better than we know ourselves. We think we know best. And so there are times where God might say, listen, you're praying about these things. I'm going to send you someone your way. But there are times where we don't listen to the Spirit. We don't listen to what God is telling us, and we want what we think is best.
Yes.
Well, we know this from the very beginning, right? Even in the garden, God always knew what's best. He had the perfect plan. They chose another plan. And there were consequences, but they still had that option to choose. And it's the same way. I mean, if you listen to the show or if you ever listen to couples who really have regret in terms of who they chose or their decision, it doesn't change the fact that they need to live with it now. And so to answer your question is, I do believe that there is not one perfect mate that you absolutely must marry. And if you don't, you know, it's just your life will fall apart. But I do think that God knows our desires and he will send you the right person. We just got to be patient and spiritual enough to see that. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Yes. And I'll check out the scripture.
Okay, great. And you know, and then to answer the second one, which is absolutely, you know, very, very different there. And I love that, I guess, how you word it, right? And if you can repeat that to, you know, for our listeners, you know, what that question was.
Sure. If you want to live by the word as a single person and not have sex before getting married, how can you be sure that you'll be sexually compatible?
Okay. And that's a great question. You know, it's interesting because even people who have had premarital sex does not mean that they're sexually compatible, right? And some people will even complain, and especially people who are not Christians, they would say, man, we had a better physical relationship prior to marriage, and then something changed. And I think that's what we got to realize is that marriage, if you look at the big picture of marriage, the sex is a very small part of it. I'm not saying it's not an important part, but it's a very small part, meaning that the relationship has to be definitely so much more than just the sex. And I believe if two people truly love God and love each other, they can overcome any circumstance, meaning they would absolutely be compatible. Number one, if you're attracted to one another, there is going to be a natural a drawing to each other. And whether you have someone experienced or not experienced, what I could tell you this, Gene, is usually when someone's not compatible, it's not because they're not compatible physically or God didn't make you compatible. I think sometimes it's the baggage that we bring in and the expectations we bring in make people, you know, incompatible sometimes.
Okay.
So in essence, is if you trust God and it can work. If you have, let's say, a man and this, I'm just using this as an example, right? I'm not saying it has to be this way, but let's say you had a man who was very promiscuous in the world, lived, you know, a very sexually active life, and he ends up marrying a woman who is really, you know, kept herself pure. Ends up, you know, she's a virgin and they get married. Well, if he is trying to compare what she can, you know, fulfill for him as opposed to the women that he was with in the world, he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
However, if he's patient enough and appreciates the purity that she has and realizes that they can grow and learn together, they can be incredibly compatible. And so it's a matter of what are your expectations? But you absolutely, you know, some people say you need to test drive, you know, the car before, and it's like, it's not a car, it's a marriage. And God looks at this in a huge way. From where I sit, Gene, I can tell you this, usually those who engage in premarital sex have so much more trouble and challenges, including with their intimacy, than those who wait. So I've never had a situation where, you know, a couple came and it's like, we don't know what to do. Everyone figures it out. So
there's
really not incompatibility in that way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, Gene. Excellent questions. Thank you so much. So
are you
going to be joining us? Are you coming to our Inspiration and Music Conference on March the 29th?
I'm not sure. I'll check it out on the website and I'll see.
Okay.
If I can make it.
You got to be sure. We have some great things that we're going to be talking about. Obviously, it will be amazing. So check us out. We'll be at praisephilly.com. And go ahead and if you decide to do that, we're going to be able to you know, just meet you face to face and also encourage you and even answer more of your questions live.
Well, pray for me because I'm starting to date after 8 years of divorce. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, good. So see, I think that's a perfect start, you know, just getting some, you know, some input in there. But thank you. We appreciate you calling in and we appreciate you listening as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gene.
Take care. We are Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. The number to call us, 855-454-5905.
I appreciate Gene's question. Very real, very honest. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we want to hear from you. You know, questions like that. You know, could we really be compatible if we never, you know, been involved. Well, absolutely. I hope you heard those answers. And also, I loved, you know, the questions she's asking, or in general, just asking questions that we might not know. You know, mm-hmm. is there a perfect person or not? But going back to our conversation, Tiffany, I know even off the air, we were able to talk a little more about it. And mm-hmm. I was telling you this conversation that I had, my wife and I had with the two single sisters, two mm-hmm. of our friends. And we talked about all these different things. And one of the main ones is, what if you're just not attracted mm-hmm. to the other person? Mm-hmm. You know, is it unspiritual? Let's say they're like really devout, very faithful Christian, mm-hmm. but you just don't find them attractive. Mm-hmm. Does that make you, you know, are you just too focused on the outward appearance? Mm-hmm. And so off the air, you know, we were talking and you went a little bit deeper. You're like, well, it's not just the physical, because mm-hmm. if it was the physical, but they had this amazing personality and they mm-hmm. really, you know, vibrant and mm-hmm. and kind of like go-getters, you know, go get them spirit, mm-hmm. Then that's different. But if that person is not very attractive physically, but then also their character mm-hmm. seems to be weak, or I think how you mentioned, you know, they just go with the flow. Mm-hmm. Is that going to work? Mm-hmm. You know, and simple answer is you gotta remember, you're going to have to wake up next to this person every day for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. So you have to have an attraction. You can't just say, well, we'll just make it work. I got married. And it's like, mm-hmm. now, good morning, honey. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. You know, you got to want to be with this person. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do that, you can't manufacture that, to be honest with you. I mean, right. if you do it, you'll just end up being very unhappy. And what if that mm-hmm. other person comes through your life and you're like, that was the person? You can't mm-hmm. live in regret. So, again, I would encourage you to make sure you're not being, you know, unspiritual, worldly. But at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you got to live with your decision. No one else does. Even mm-hmm. those people who are advising you, even including mm-hmm. myself, we're not the ones that have to live in that marriage. Mm-hmm. You would. Mm-hmm. So you have to realize that as well.
So, yeah, that becomes, you know, from the singles perspective and the older singles, whether you're single all your life or mm-hmm. single, newly single from a previous marriage, that becomes like a pressure point when talking to other people, when talking to friends. You know, sometimes you get labeled as being picky, or saying, oh, well, you're single because you want to be single. How many times have we heard that? How many times have I heard that? You're single because you want to be single. Not necessarily, but if you are looking for that thing that, you know, you've seen it before. So it's not like sometimes we haven't seen that thing before, experienced that thing before, that says, yes, these are the elements that I'm talking about mm-hmm. that I need. If that relationship didn't work out, okay, it didn't work out. But now that you see what it's like to have that relationship that really fits in your hand, it's difficult when you meet new people and it's like, yeah, that's not really a good fit. So you get caught in the, you know, am I not being spiritual? But I know if I went ahead with this, I would be miserable.
And you know, and you got to know that, right? And you can't make that decision and then later say, well, you know, people talked me into it.
Yeah,
For me, my question, it's a little different. And it's an honest question. I really just am curious. What happens with someone, let's say, like in your case, Tiffany, where you've been very driven, your career, mm-hmm. whether it's the acting that you do or the radio mm-hmm. or even just your professional career outside with teaching and, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of it has to do with teaching drama. I mean, everything you do pretty much is connected, but it's been your passion, your career, mm-hmm. your life. And it almost seems like there was a time in your life where you just didn't have a lot of time, or you didn't make time mm-hmm. for dating or serious dating. And before you know it, you're like, wow, you know, my life has passed mm-hmm. before me. It's not like it's over, but mm-hmm. you know, when you get to a little older, you're like, man, what happened? When I was young, I'd use all my time, energy, effort mm-hmm. to get to this. Now I want to settle down, but it's like now people are older themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it just changes everything, right? Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give to the younger Tiffany? Let's say if you could talk to Tiffany 10, 15 years ago, what would you say to her? Or would you say anything different? Mm-hmm. Would you do anything different?
Well, actually, one of the misnomers about my particular story is that I didn't make time for serious dating, which is actually not the case. Oh. I always made time for serious dating. I always was wanting to have a boyfriend dash leading to husband. And I made the room for that no matter how busy I got. I just had an unfortunate relationship in 2001 that changed the entire trajectory of my life. So I ended up spending a lot of time not trusting men at all. It was so emotionally devastating that I did not know how to navigate myself in a relationship because I didn't trust anybody. And it was one of those, now what do I do? I've also spent this time building a great career, but I also have to protect that career because everybody isn't on the up and up. And then I had to deal with my own stuff. Like, okay, the reason why I'm in this relationship because I had some issues that I needed to deal with, and I didn't realize it until the relationship came up. So my note to younger self is, the one person that I did find that was a perfect fit for my hand, I would have hurried up and got mature and stayed with him. But I wasn't mature enough for that relationship because I was young.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And that makes a lot more sense. I think in the past we've talked about how there are times you've been busy, but it was good to say, well, you're busy, but not so busy where you wouldn't make the time to do that. Because I tell you, there are a lot of women, it's very different. They're just not thinking about it. They're they're just going for it. Right. And that's great, but it's almost like, no one's around. You're going so fast. You're sprinting. You look around. No one's there.
They're not.
You're at a very different pace, and so that makes it tough. Again, we want to hear from you, whether you're married, single, you're going through something, or you just simply want to enhance your relationship, enhance your marriage. We do want to hear from you.
And today is an open forum, so reach out to us at 855-454-5905.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's interesting for me, and I know it's different for men, but meeting my wife, I didn't think that she was like, it wasn't like love at first sight. I mean, I thought she was cute, but even though she's only a year younger, I just felt like there was a big gap. I was just at a different place in life. She just looked younger and acted a little bit younger. She was, she's still in college. I think she was right at the tail end of that time. I'm trying to remember, we were in our 20s. Yeah, it was right after that, but we led a campus ministry, so we were around a lot of students together, and we were in our early 20s. I think I was 22 and 21 when we met, and the reality is we weren't really looking for one another. I had actually just broken off a relationship and was considering going back to that relationship, and, you know, my God threw a curveball by throwing my wife in the mix. And it was great because she was what I was looking for. But we were just great friends at first. I mean, to the point where I was even trying to hook her up with one of my closest friends.
That's funny.
And she was like, what are you trying to do? You know, but I just didn't see her for me until I really got to know her. And then I also let some other friends in my life who said, you know, what are you looking for? And then I didn't have like a written list, but I remember just verbally, you know, talking and saying, man, I definitely want someone that has the same passion, dream. You know, they're fun, like all these things. And it was exactly what my wife was.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, you're describing Amaryllis. I mean, that's who she is. And I'm like, really? It was the first time. And it just changed everything.
Right.
I mean, it was like, wow, let's pursue it now from a different angle. And that was the end of it. Right. We ended, you know, 15. Well, from that point, it was almost 17 years ago. You know, that was the end of it. Well, let's continue here. I believe we have a phone call from Charlotte.
Yeah, we have Joy calling in on line one. Joy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joy. Very good. Well, we're having a joyful morning. Thank you so much for your call. Now, I believe you've mentioned to our producer that you had a question about attraction.
I do. I'm one of the ones that, you know, I'm 43, single mom, was married for 14 years and then divorced. And so it's kind of hard. It was hard getting back into the dating scene, but I was always attracted to a certain persona, meaning he had to be tall, bald, you know, whatever that looked like. And
he had to be bald? All right.
Well, yeah, it was just something about the dome. I don't know. But what God sent me in a gift didn't look like what I expected, but it was the best gift for me. And so I just wanted to encourage everybody and say, you know, you have to be open to it. It's okay to be attracted to what you're attracted to, but sometimes God will send you a gift. It just doesn't look like what you think it's going to look like, but when you open it up, it's amazing.
You know what's interesting? I'm just started thinking about this, Joy. Some people, you know, you get what you ask for early on, let's say the physical, but 20 years later, I mean, most of us don't look the way we looked 20 years ago, right? And
exactly.
And so if it's really just about the physical, you're going to be, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And
absolutely.
So you got to look past that. However, it still needs to be important. And it's the conversation we were having with Tiffany, that there has to be some attraction. And,
right.
you know, I invite not just you, but all our listeners. There's great scripture in Genesis 29 about Jacob and what he, you know, what he was looking for. And really, it was about Rachel and Lee and Leah. So what ends up happening there is a very interesting story is, you know, he was attracted to this one particular, to Rachel, but he was not able to marry her right away. And
right.
what we notice here is that the Bible does talk about that attractiveness. However, it doesn't mean a marriage can't work. And in this case, you know, this was like plural marriages. We're not, you know, condoning that in any way. But it's just the biblical realities of, you know, even in those days, it was about attraction. People had to have felt. We all know about Ruth and Boaz and, you know, having, you know, that understanding that she made herself, you know, she put her best foot forward and mm-hmm. he noticed her. And so there's really nothing wrong. But what he noticed probably even more was just her submission to God, her spirituality and her physical attractiveness as well. And
right.
so those connected. So basically what you're saying is, you know, you got to overlook certain things or perhaps look a little bit past just the outer appearance to know that perhaps there's a gift behind that you
right.
know that persona, right?
Right.
Great.
Right.
Great.
Absolutely. So it's just, you know, it's all about, I got to a point in my life where I had made enough mistakes, you know, and I just laid it down. I said, God, I'm tired, because what I'm looking for, like, you know, not like that, but what I'm attracted to the most, which is really cosmetic, just wasn't working for me.
Yeah.
And I said, God, you send me what you would have me to have.
And so,
and
how
God
long you've been
intelligent, and he has a sense of humor, and I know he's going to send me what I love, and he did. But it just didn't look like what I thought it should look like in the beginning, but it's a beautiful thing.
So he's not that tall?
I'm sorry?
He's not that tall?
Well, no, and he's not bald.
Oh, yeah, but that's
know,
an easy, the bald part is the easy
but,
fix, right?
Yeah.
The tall part, I don't know if there's much he could do, but the bald, that's pretty easy. He could just shave his head, you know. He could do that. But thank you so much, Joy. We really do appreciate you calling in and definitely listening as well.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
You too,
all
Joy.
Right, you do the same. Okay, let's go to line, I think it's line 3. Let's go to Leona calling in from the Philadelphia area. Leona, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. God bless you all. Thank you.
Good morning, Leona.
I'm a single senior.
Okay.
And have been divorced for about 7 years. And I'm thinking about going back to my ex-husband. I haven't seen anybody. I'm a Christian. I'm trying to do it the Lord's way. But he got married again, and he's since divorced, and he says she's not me sexually or whatever. But I want to go back to him. I know I'm supposed to be submissive, but the problem of the sex.
Okay.
And it's always kind of been a problem on my part because he was oversexed and... And that's the only thing that kind of bothers me, because I don't want to say no to him because I know it's going to create a problem. I want to be married. I want to be submissive to my husband. He's a pastor now. He knows the Lord. But I just need an opinion.
Okay. Well, a couple of things, Leona. First of all, thank you for keeping it real. Now we're getting real here, right? This is
yes,
a real
yes,
situation.
Yes.
And do you love your husband? Or your ex-husband,
yes,
in this case.
Yes,
you love. So what is the, if you could tell me the top reason, and we know, okay, now you mentioned you love him, but besides the love,
yes.
what would be the main reason you want to, I guess, go back and restart, or even, you know, what you're talking about, getting, dating him again, or actually considering just remarriage?
Remarrying him.
Yeah. So you're, you know, what will be the number one reason besides the fact you love him that you feel like, all right, this is a real reason that I want to get back with my ex-husband?
Because I want to do it God's way.
Okay.
And
so,
I know that marriage is good.
Okay. Okay. So you believe that it is God's will for you and your husband, or your ex-husband, to be back together, be married again. You believe that, right?
I believe it.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let me start off by this is, are you equally yoked? Are you and your husband, are you both Christians? Are you, do you believe that you'll be better in terms of the way you have been for God? You will be better if you marry your ex-husband again. Would you
yes.
be a better? You would?
I would be better.
Okay. Okay. So all these things I think are fair. They're honest. What, and your biggest apprehension is, okay, the sex drive. Like, you don't
yes.
know if you'll be able to fulfill and meet his needs.
Okay, because when he was married, I was happy for him because he wanted to move on. And I was kind of helping him with his marriage, but he keeps saying, she's not you. She didn't satisfy me. I said, well, you should have went to the Lord, and he would have made your marriage work. But that's the only thing. When that sex thing comes up, I'll need to pray to the Lord, and I know the Lord probably would help me. But that's the only thing that when that rises up.
Wow, wow. That well, that's a pretty big one, though.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me ask you this: do you believe it? And now, like I said, we're getting real here. Do you believe that as a wife, you should deny your husband sex? Like,
no,
is there
I'm
ever
not
a time?
Supposed to deny him? I would. You know, I'm not supposed to deny him, and you know, but he could get a little overbearing, Lord Jesus. But maybe now that he is a pastor, maybe it'll be better.
Okay.
Maybe
now,
when I tell him no, he won't get all weird.
But you just said you can't say no to him. So why would you? And here, Leona, let's do this. And for anyone, I really have to stress this. If anyone has little ones or you know, if you're not, it's a mature, open and honest conversation we're having. So if you have little ones in the room, you definitely
no,
want to make sure.
But me, you,
no, not just you. I'm talking about our listeners. People are listening. Now, Leona, how often is too often? Like if it were up to him in one day.
5 days a year, morning, noon, and night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So 5 times a day?
Oh, please. He said he's oversexed. And I'm saying, oh, my God, Lord, please, maybe. And I just want to be married. I know. Going back, I just want to be married to him and do it right this time. And oh, wow.
Okay. So did you say, so 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening?
Yes.
And to you, you're saying that that's too much. Now, what will be a comfortable, I would say, amount of time for you? Is once a day too much?
Once a day would be good.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. Here's a simple compromise. And I'm not trying to oversimplify, but it is. What if you can, both you and your husband could agree that it would be at least a couple of times a day? It's not the 3 times that he would desire or many other times, but it's also not just once a day. You know, are you guys able to work that out? And I think, Leona, if you're both mature at this point, sex is so much about communication as well.
Yes.
Because it's not just about getting your needs met, but it's about meeting the other person's needs.
Yes.
And so I would encourage you, honestly, Leona,
yes,
to have some real honest dialogue about this. And in some case, maybe even bring someone else in that you trust, mm-hmm, that can give you wise counsel before you just go ahead and get married. Because the biggest struggle couples have is unmet expectations.
Yes.
And
yes,
so if you just say, yes, sure, honey, whatever, whatever, and then he's like, all right, well, you said you're not going to say no, but now you're saying no, he can be really hurt and be tempted to even step out of the marriage, or vice versa. You could feel like, man, I'm being taken advantage of. I don't feel like, you know, he's respecting me. He's considering my needs. And so, and I invite you one more thing, Leona, to make sure that intimacy becomes more than just a physical sexual thing. Like, what else can be fulfilling besides that? Now, I'm not saying to replace it, but to add and enhance your relationship and saying, okay, this will also be considered part of intimacy, because we need to feel close. It's not just in the physical sense.
Yes.
But it is biblical,
yes,
what you're talking about. What do you think about what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm understanding what you're saying, and deep down inside of me, I'm thinking or want to know that by him being a pastor and he we're both in the word,
mm-hmm,
that we can do this thing biblically.
Okay.
And as long as the Lord is in it, you know, I know that it will be better.
Okay. Hmm. Wow. Excellent. Excellent. I love it. I mean, I appreciate you sharing that. I mean, honestly, that is. Mm-hmm.
Now, he's saying the Lord's telling him to come back to me, but it is. The Lord's in it.
And how long were you married for when you were together?
Excuse me?
How long was the marriage? How long did it last?
About 7 years.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Leona, we'll be praying for you, but I think having this open, honest conversation is very important.
Yeah.
Don't just go into the marriage with unmet expectations or you know, something that's not clear.
Yeah.
Make sure you get someone else in there. But it's good. Congratulations.
And
I think
thank
that.
You so very much, and you have a blessed day.
You too, Leona. Thank you so much.
All
you
right.
Be blessed.
Bye.
As well.
Take care.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're looking forward to your phone call at 855-454-5905.
You know, something I made reference to it, but I do want to mention this for all our listeners and Leona as well. You know, 1 Corinthians 7, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Meaning that, you know, not only is that intimacy and sex allowed in marriage, it is sanctioned by God. Like, you should have it. Like, not being together or denying your spouse, you know, meeting their physical needs, it's wrong, because you got to come together. If not, the devil will find a way in. Someone else, some temptation from the past, from the present, something. And so I really do want to, you know, stress this clearly. If you're not yet married, make sure you talk about those expectations. All that stuff should come up in premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really do highly, highly advise for you to go through premarital counseling, to be able to talk about these things where it might naturally you might not even know how to bring them up. Right. And you also want to protect your purity and don't talk about these things and then get yourself in trouble before you make, you know, your vows before marriage. So make sure that you do that. Again, we want to give you the number. We want you in our conversation. It's an open forum and you can ask whatever you want.
All right. And the number is 855-454-5905. We have Wazira calling in from New Jersey. Wazira, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Are we saying your name properly, Wazira?
It's Wazira.
Wazira.
I understand. Yes.
Okay, no, Wazira. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. What is your question or comment for today?
My question, to sum it up, basically is, okay, you know how when there may be a point in your life when you're young and you know of God, but you're really not trying to get to know him because you're doing your own thing. And then you may have, you know, a friend who's trying to get you to do things God's way and trying to get you to have a relationship with him and, you know, just trying to open your eyes up to God and introduce you to him in a relationship. Okay, well, that was me. I was a mess. I was in the world, and I was just disrespectful to God and, you know, those around me. And I'm 27, so I'm a babe in Christ, and, you know, I was just a mess. And I had an individual who was a man, and he tried, you know, pushing God on me. And the more he tried pushing God on me, you know, I would get upset. It would make me angrier, like, just leave me alone. You know, but the problem was, now, I was brought up in church, so I'm no fool. I may not, I probably wasn't living it, you know, but I'm not crazy. Now, he would try to, you know, push God on me and Bible verses, and it was a time where even, you know, reading the Bible together, and but he didn't respect my purity when I would tell him no. You know, so I knew that much, like, okay, well, something is not right with him if he's continuously trying to sleep with me. So, but I overlooked it anyway because, you know, I'm still doing my own thing. When I started, you know, reading God's word and seeking God for myself, and within the last 2 years, my life has changed tremendously. I am not angry. I'm not bitter. I wouldn't have even been talking to you this way 2 years ago. Like, I'm calm. I'm at peace, you know, and I feel so good. Now, within the 2 years, the same individual, I know he's not my husband. I know he's not for me, you know, and I'm 27. I know that. But I found myself comp. When I got right with God, I went back to the same individual and found myself compromising myself with him in my purity, because it was like when I gave myself to God, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, for him, to me, it was like, that's not what I really wanted. You know, let me just
interject here for a second, Wazira. I think that, number one, it's not like you never knew. It was your heart wasn't following what you knew up here, whether it was your relationship with God and you knew what you needed to do, but you weren't doing it. And then later when you did, you know, really kind of open your eyes and open your heart to God, you also knew intellectually that this man wasn't right. And you know, this man, honestly, the way you describe it, he's a wolf. It sounds like a wolf. But you know what's worse than a wolf?
No.
A wolf in sheep's clothing. It's worse. And that's what you're describing. He's not just a wolf. It's different if this man was just worldly, was trying to sleep with you, but didn't even try to bring the Bible. He just didn't care. Then it's like pretty easy because you're like, he's a savage wolf. Let me run from this guy. Or maybe even let me pray for this guy and help him to lead him in the right direction. But let me stay away. He's a wolf. This guy you're talking about, he's not just a wolf. He's covered in sheep's clothing. He's trying to talk to you about God. He's trying to witness to you about God. He's quoting scriptures, yet he's trying to sleep with you. And you have fallen because you've listened to that part. You have not really been, you know, you haven't done what you know you should do. Now, Wazira, I want to continue. I have something very specific that I want to share with you. Unfortunately, we have to take a quick break, but I want to encourage you. Don't go anywhere. Stay there. You know, for everyone else who's listening, we're going to come right back and we're going to give Wazira some great advice from the Bible, but also we want to hear from you. We want to be able to answer your questions as well.
Absolutely. And the number is 855-454-5905. Stay right there. We're going to come back with more conversation after this.